Blue's Clues and You, a sleepover in Storybook Forest.
Hi, it's me, Josh. I am so glad you're here. I'm about to read Blue a fairy tale. Would you like to listen too? Great! Let's go snuggle up with Blue.
Oh, Blue, let's tuck in your blanket and get you nice and cozy.
Perfect! Now we can start our story.
Ahem. A sleepover in Storybook Forest.
Blue Skidoo, we can too inside our storybook with you. Let's close our eyes and go inside. There's so much we will do.
Once upon a time in Storybook Forest, Little Blue Riding Hood was getting everything ready for her sleepover party that night. All of her friends were coming. Humpty Dumpty, Bo Peep, and Bo Peep's sheep. Little Blue had even made her famous blueberry cupcakes for the sleepover. And they were finally ready. They looked yummy and they smelled even yummier. Can you smell them? Those do smell good, don't they? That's when the phone rang. It was her friend Humpty Dumpty, and he said,
Hi, Little Blue. I can't come tonight. Well, I'm stuck. I sat on a wall, a really high wall, and now I can't get down or I'll fall.
There was only one thing that she could do. Little Blue Riding Hood got on her bike and brought Humpty Dumpty a pillow.
Little Blue, it's you. What's that pillow gonna do?
Little Blue put the pillow right below Humpty Dumpty to give him a nice soft landing.
Here I go. I'm gonna jump. Blue, you really did it! Look, I'm all right! I'll see you at the sleepover later tonight.
With Humpty Dumpty safe and sound, Little Blue got on her bike and went home to finish getting everything ready for the sleepover. The cupcakes were done, but she still had to pick out the perfect sleepover music.
Bow bow. Bow bow.
Do you hear that? The perfect sleepover music. That's when the phone rang.
Bow bow.
It was her friend Bo Peep, and she said, Hi, Little Blue. I can't come tonight.
Bow, bow.
Well, I'm sad. I lost my sheep. My sweet little sheep. And now I can't find her, so I'm starting to weep. Boo-hoo-hoo-hoo.
Bow, bow.
There was only one thing that she could do. Little Blue Riding Hood got on her bike and brought Bo Peep a horn.
Bow, 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 bow.
Little Blue, it's you. What's that horn gonna do?
Little Blue blew the horn. And Bo Peep's lost sheep heard it and came running because she'd been looking for Bo Peep too.
Blue, you really did it. Look, she's all right. We'll see you at the sleepover later tonight.
Bow-bow!
With Bo Peep's little sheep safe and sound, Little Blue got on her bike
and went home to finish getting ready for the sleepover. With the cupcakes done and the music picked out, she had only one thing left to do. She made a big blanket fort for everyone to sleep in with piles of fluffy pillows, fuzzy blankets, and snuggly stuffies. Can you feel how snuggly these stuffies feel? So snuggly. So snuggly.
Oh!
Sorry. I fell asleep there. Those stuffies were just so snuggly. Okay, back to the story.
That's when the doorbell rang.
Bow-bow!
It was Humpty Dumpty.
Has the sleepover begun?
Bo Peep.
This will be so much fun!
And Bo Peep's little sheep.
Bow-bow-bow!
They ate the delicious blueberry cupcakes.
Yum!
They listened to the sweet, sleepy music.
Ba-ba.
And they all snuggled into the blanket fort. Once they were all cozy, they told stories about Little Blue Riding Hood and how she'd helped them that day. As they fell asleep, they knew they'd be telling those stories for a long time to come. The end. Wow! What a great fairy tale! Aren't we lucky to have a friend like Little Blue who always makes sure we live happily ever after?
It's time for So Long, but we're gonna sing one more song. Thanks for doing your part. You sure are smart. You sure worked hard when you use your mind. Take a step at a time. You can do anything that you wanna do.